We are live here at Calfee Park, home of the Pulaski River Turtles, as we're about to begin this first game of the two-game set here in Pulaski between the Greenville Flyboys and the River Turtles. The Flyboys at 7-5 and the River Turtles at 6-7. As let's go through the lineups for your Greenville Flyboys. Leading things off, Brody Johnson, followed by Avery Ortiz, B.J. Pert, Nick Arias, Max Knight, Dylan Jackson, Paul Taylor, Brady Francisco, and Ryder Kirtley batting ninth. On the mound for the River Turtles will be Braden Consul, and behind him, Altman in left, Austin center, Winkler Black in right, Kenneberg at third, Tony at short, Toole at second, Holt at first, and Cook behind the plate. The Flyboys are coming off of an impressive win against Bristol and have split now their last four series, going back to Danville, Tri-State, Kingsport, and then Bristol just most recently, now against the River Turtles. We'll look to change that up and take both of these two games. Currently at 7-5, ahead by a game in the Western Division, and Pulaski at 6-7. So here we go. Brody Johnston will lead things off. Brody was 0-4 in the 5-0 win against Bristol. That win was even more impressive for the Flyboys, considering they lost 15-6 just a night before that against the same team. Brody Johnston steps up to the plate, batting .298, first pitch taken up high, ball one. Johnston reached twice on a fielder's choice and an error in yesterday's game. Vanderbilt commit. 10 RBIs on the year. Lines this one on the ground to third. Picked cleanly off a hop onto first, and Johnston is retired for the first out of the game. And that will bring up Avery Ortiz for the Flyboys. Also was 0-4 in yesterday's contest. In the first game against Bristol, the Flyboys struggled offensively until a big sixth inning when they played at four, and a lot of it was thanks to a two-run triple by Avery Ortiz. He still tries to find his rhythm at the plate this season from Oklahoma State. First pitch, thought about it, misses outside. One ball, no strikes. 138 average for Ortiz, no home runs, 5 RBIs. Swing and a miss, evens it up at one apiece. Ortiz playing second base tonight, normally a middle infielder, but has played some third base and left field for manager Jack Wilson. 1-1 pitch, Ortiz takes strike two. Umpires tonight, behind the plate is David Ortiz, and in the field is Jalen Jarvis. Different David Ortiz than the Hall of Famer, I'd like to mention. Ortiz fouls it right back. Consul sitting around 93 miles per hour on his fastball. From Fairpoint, New York, South Carolina, upstate. Here's the pitch outside, and it is 2-2 to Ortiz. Two in the dirt. Now it's 3-2, a full count to Avery Ortiz. Ortiz worked a couple walks in that first game against the State Liners. Going into that series, he was just 3-for-23. Three-two pitch. Ortiz in a right center field. Shifting back is the right fielder and the center fielder at the warning track. Making the catch is Austin, and there's two away. Interesting dimensions here at Calfee Park. 3-0-1 with a big, tall wall in right field. 356 to right center. 405 in left center, 330 down left field. So left-handed batters definitely have the advantage with the short wall and right. Or close wall, I should say. It's tall. Popped up in the air, right field off the bat of B.J. Pert, and out of play. B.J. Pert, 2-for-4 yesterday. He's had a hot bat since coming down to Greenville from Evansville. Late arrival. He's played infield, shortstop, and third base mostly. Will be in the outfield tonight and left as Pert takes a ball high. 400 average, no home runs, and an RBI for B.J. Pert. 867 OPS. Right-handed batter's box standing at 6'4". Here's the pitch. Flicks this one into left center field. And it's a base hit for B.J. Pert. And he will be on with two away. He's done such a good job just doing what the pitcher gives him. Flicking his hands out. He saw I had one yesterday. Just straight up the middle off the end of the bat. Nice flick of the wrist. Pokes it over the shortstop, Tony's hands. So Pert's at first. Here's Nick Arias. And Arias pops this one up pretty deep to right field at the warning track. And making the catch is Winklebleck. And there is the third out. So after the top of the first, no score here in Pulaski. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Lineup for the River Turtles. Jordan Austin leading things off. Noah Toole, Joe Kinnenberg, Alex Altman, Jonathan Holt, Kevin Jones, Seth Buchanan, Connor Cook, and Austin Winklebleck in the ninth spot against Kyle Boddy for the Flyboys. His first pitch, swing and a miss. Lefty versus lefty matchup. Kyle Boddy, spelled B-A-D-E. Plano, Texas, Oklahoma State, where he plays his college ball. Jordan Austin swings and misses at the second pitch. 0-2. Defensively for the Flyboys, B.J. Pert in left field. Paul Taylor in center. Max Knight in right field. Nick Arias at third. Ryder Kirtley at short. Avery Ortiz at second. Dylan Jackson at first. Brady Francisco behind the plate. And got him looking. So three pitches and a strikeout for Kyle Boddy to start his day on the mound. Something manager Jack Wilson mentioned to me as we were getting on the bus to head to the stadium today, as that Brady Francisco behind the plate is winless as a flyboy this year. As Noah Toole steps in, four pitches, four strikes from Kyle Boddy. 88 miles per hour, finds the outside corner. Boddy, 5'10", left-handed arm. Puts this one in the dirt. One ball and a strike to Noah Toole from Bradford, batting 200 on the year. Second baseman for the River Turtles. Beautiful stadium and a beautiful day for baseball here in Pulaski. Partly cloudy with little to no wind at all. Boddy misses low. Flyboys in their navy blue jerseys with red numbers and gray pants. Pulaski in their turtle green tops with white pants. Two balls in, a strike. Here's the pitch from Boddy. On the ground, foul off of his leg. So two balls, two strikes to Noah Toole. Steps back, does Boddy, now kicks and fires on the ground, slowly to short, fielded cleanly by Kirtley on to first, and there's two away. So eight pitches, two outs for Kyle Boddy in the first inning in his second appearance as a flyboy. 3.18 ERA coming into today. Bear DeConso has a .96. Joe Kinneberg is now at the plate from Arkansas Tech. Boddy spikes this one in the dirt, blocked up by Francisco, 1-0. Flyboys without a run in the first inning. It was a hit by B.J. Pert. Left him stranded there. Lined foul and out of play by Joe Kinneberg. Kinneberg, the 6-foot righty. Sandy, Utah. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 89-mile-per-hour four-seamer at head level, chased by Kinneberg. Kinneberg has a .261 average with an RBI on the year. Boddy's pitch just misses inside, so full count, 3-2 with two away. Need to make that 2-2 count. With two away, nobody on. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Francisco tags him out on the drop. Third strike, and the inning is over. Boddy looks good with two strikeouts in the first inning. 1-2-3 go the Turtles. No score after one. We are scoreless after the first inning here in Pulaski between the River Turtles and the Flyboys. Leading things off for the Flyboys will be Max Knight. Knight, the only lefty in this Flyboys lineup, has the best chance to put one over the Green Monster in right field. We got the Green Monster here in Pulaski. We got David Ortiz, the umpire, behind home plate. Max Knight skies this one a mile high. He was going for it, but got way too far under it. The right fielder, Winklebleck, makes the catch, and there's one away. Fans, the Flyboys are sponsored by Consumer Credit Union. Are you tired of impersonal branding? Look no further than Consumer Credit Union, your local financial partner in Greenville, Tennessee. Dylan Jackson with one away. Had a big night yesterday with a double and a single RBI. Four RBIs in the air, 217 average. First one was outside, second one even further outside. Two balls, no strikes to Dylan Jackson, who looks to keep his bat hot after a two-for-two night against Bristol. Won the Player of the Game award. Had a little post-game interview after with the Flyboys cap on. Misses low. Three balls, no strikes to Dylan Jackson from Ventura Junior College. Pitch. Right down the middle. 3-1 to Jackson. Console still on the mound. 17 pitches. Now 18 pitches and 10 strikes. 90 miles per hour on his four-seam fastball. Pitch catches the zone again, and it's a full count from 3-0 to 3-2. Council's worked himself back. Three balls, two strikes. Big righty number 41. Council comes set. Kicks and fires outside ball four. So he works it back to full and then loses him on the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Jackson walks. And Paul Taylor, who did not play yesterday, back in the lineup in the seventh spot, playing center field as Micah Jordan has a day off. Paul Taylor has had some interesting statistics through first few weeks of this Appalachian season. Leads the league with 11 stolen bases, but is batting 138. He's finding a lot of different ways as he takes strike one to reach base for the Flyboys. Also has 8 RBIs on the year, does Paul Taylor. 385 on base percentage, 12 strikeouts, 8 RBIs. He's 4 for 26, but all of that with a 138 average. He hits this one well. Deep left center field. The center fielder's back, and it's going to one-hop the wall. Heading to third is Jackson. He will be waved home. Going to third is Taylor. Jackson will score, and it's a stand-up triple for Paul Taylor. Get the Flyboys on the board here in the second inning. 405 to left center field. He one-hopped the wall, and that is a big hit for Paul Taylor's batting average as well as confidence at the plate, as that's the first really strong hit from Paul Taylor we've seen since that first series against Elizabethton, and he's on third now with nobody out, rather one out here in the top of the second inning. Right back up the middle off the bat of Francisco. Another run will score. It is a 4-3 put out. Francisco's retired, but it's 2-0. As Ryder Kirtley steps in, he is looking for a big hit as well as he swings and misses strike one. .040 batting average for the future Virginia Tech baseball player. One RBI on the year. Kirtley on the ground to third base, on to first, and the inning is over. The Flyboys strike with two thanks to a Paul Taylor RBI triple. They lead 2-0 after the top of the second. Bottom of the second inning, as it's Alex Altman leading things off, and he grounds this to second. Nice play at second base by Ortiz, and there's one away, moving to his left. Nice throw to Jackson. So one pitch, one out for Kyle Boddy. The Flyboys took a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning, thanks to a RBI triple by Paul Taylor, and then a 4-3 put out, scored Taylor. Brady Francisco credited with the RBI. So 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. First pitch from Boddy to Jonathan Holt. Misses outside. Holt batting 300 on the year from Notre Dame. One ball, no strikes. Boddy kicks and fires outside. Two balls, no strikes. Kyle Boddy, three-time first-team all-district performer at Plano High School, 6-3 with a 1.07 ERA and 81 strikeouts. So pitch finds the zone. Two balls, one strike. Freshman year at Oklahoma State, 5.06 ERA, five innings pitched, three strikeouts, and five walks. Outside to Holt at 88 miles per hour. So it's three balls, one strike. Boddy has been working pretty efficiently through the first three batters, rather four batters he's faced, all have been retired. Boddy steps back, kicks and fires to the plate. Popped up in the air, routine center field. Paul Taylor takes a couple steps to his left, makes the catch, and there's two away. 19 pitches and five outs for Kyle Boddy to start his evening here in Pulaski, Calfee Park. Kevin Jones steps in. Jones from UNC Wilmington, batting 259 on the year. Shortstop for the River Turtles under ground ball to first off of the glove of Dylan Jackson. It was a short hop on a high chopper. Rolled all the way into center field, so it'll be a base runner at first base with two away. It'll be an error on Dylan Jackson. As he struggled defensively this year, catcher by trade, has moved to first base for the majority of this season. A lot of middle infielders and on this team that are going to have to move mostly to the outfield, and it's kind of left a hole at first base. But Dylan Jackson has been playing well, just had a couple mistakes like that one early on in the year. Seth Buchanan will step up to the plate with a runner at first. Manager for the River Turtles, Bill Kinneberg. Body. First pitch misses inside. Pitching coach Ted Power. Hitting coach Carlos Varela. Fourth coach Tommy Murphy. Body. Second pitch is fouled back, and it's one ball, one strike to Buchanan. Cannon from Lebanon, Virginia. Virginia Military Institute, freshman year there. Jones at first, and he's going to be attempted to be picked off at first by Body. So an E3 has him at first. A 1-1 count to Seth Buchanan, the DH at the plate. 2-0 the Flyboys lead after two in the top of the second, and there's two away here in the bottom. Body fires home, fouled away, and it's 1-2. 86 degrees, partly cloudy, 4 mph winds out to left field. One ball, two strikes. Body gets the sign, checks on Jones at first. Checks on him a second time. Looks at him while he fires to the plate, misses inside, and it's off the glove of Francisco, but right in front of him, no runners advance. Two balls, two strikes to the DH, Seth Buchanan, in the 7-hole tonight. Jones runs. Francisco does not throw down. So the free stolen base on catcher's indifference for Jones. It's a 3-2 count to Buchanan, who's worked it after being down a 1-2. First stolen base of the year for Kevin Jones. He's at second with two away. Pitch misses inside. Ball four. So an E3 and then a walk. So they're going to call a balk. That should bring the runner back to the batter back to the plate, rather, and send Jones to third. So no pitch. It's still a 3-2 count. As Jones will be at third now. That's the third or fourth balk, I believe, this year from the Flyboys pitching staff. We saw one from Jamie Robertson the other day against. And now manager Bill Kinneberg is going to come out. Still a discussion here at home plate. On a balk, if the ball is in play, the coach can decide if he wants the result of the play or the balk. But since it's a walk, you cannot, I believe you cannot, pick which one you want, as it would have been ball four. Instead, the batter will come back to the box, and the runner, Kevin Jones, will now be at third, and it'll still be a 3-2 count. So now they're going to talk about it between the umpires, David Ortiz and Jalen Jarvis. Meeting is over. The ruling is confirmed. Jones will be at third. And Buchanan will still be at the plate. Three and two count, runner at third with two away. Got it, Body comes set. Here is the 3-2 pitch to Seth Buchanan outside. So now he gets the walk, and Jones gets to third. So one win for Pulaski. And it's runners at the corners for Connor Cook, the catcher. Cook goes to Brown University. After the Flyboys score two, this could be a big-time play to keep the runners on the corners with two away for Kyle Boddy. An error kept this inning alive. And now a walk continues it as the first pitch misses low to Connor Cook, batting .095 on the year with no RBIs, and he's got a chance to drive in his first of the season, the catcher for the River Turtles. And now Boddy misses inside. It's 2-0. Boddy retired the first five of the game and had an easy ground, well, not an easy ground ball, a high chopper to the first baseman, Jackson, who was well off first base, had a hit off his glove, an E3. That's on the ground to short. To second goes the shortstop, Curtly, to retire the side. So Boddy works out of the jam. Pulaski strands runners at the corners with two away. Greenville's up by two after the second. Top of the lineup due up for the Flyboys. Brody Johnston's 0 for 1. He started the game with a strikeout, as that one is outside, ball one. .292 average on the year with home run, 10 RBIs for Johnston, who has really shown out in his young career in the Appalachian League. Straight out of high school, he pops this one up in the infield. Calling for it is the third baseman, Kinneberg, makes the catch, and there's one away. Johnston's 0 for 2. So now it's Avery Ortiz at the plate. Ortiz is 0 for 1 as well. Flyboys score two in the top of the second inning with a triple, scoring Dylan Jackson after his walk by Paul Taylor. And then Brady Francisco with a ground out scored him on the next play. Ortiz is 0 for 1, 133 average with 5 RBIs. Ortiz lines this one down the left field line. It is fair and up against the wall. Ortiz is heading to second. He will cruise in there safely with a double. And here's a B is aboard with one away. He's loved that left corner over the last few games. Had that triple in a very similar spot against, that was Bristol. And now he's got a double here in the third inning for B.J. Pert, who singled his first time. Pert is, for his size at 6'4", he's got absolutely phenomenal bat control and great hands to go along with it. And we've seen that shown off multiple times already in this young season as he punches that one foul as it was in on his hands. No balls and a strike to B.J. Pert from Evansville, 1-for-1. For a Markham, Ontario. Pert, high chopper to short. Good read from Ortiz, gets him to third. Almost a scary hop. The throw is offline, but a tag is applied by Holt at first to the back of B.J. Pert. And he is retired for out number two. It was a funky hop for Jones at short. Was expecting a taller hop, and he caught it somewhat low below the belt. And a wild throw. But a nice play from Holtz over first base to apply the tag. So two away as Ortiz gets to third after his third double of the year. And it's Nick Arias, who was the hot bat on the road trip a week ago. Take strike one. 333 batting average, 6 RBIs on the year with an 803 OPS. Arias takes low and away. Runner at third with two away, and Arias swings over the slider from Consol. And it's a ball and two strikes to the cleanup man tonight for Jack Wilson and the Flyboys. Here's the pitch. Thought about it, but it missed outside, and it's two balls, two strikes to Arias, who's 0-for-1. 1-for-4 in the game last night against Bristol. We got another game tomorrow here in Pulaski and then back home against Bluefield outside. So from 0-2 to 3-2. And the count is full to Arias. And Max Knight is on deck. Doesn't get much easier if you give Arias the free base. Arias punches this one foul. Jammed him up and inside. So we do it again. 3-2 with a runner at third base and two away. Here's the pitch. Arias high chopper to third. On to first, throw is low, but it is caught, and the side is retired. So Avery Ortiz doubles, is stranded at third, 2-0 after the top of the second in Pulaski. Bottom of the third inning, the Flyboys ahead 2-0 on the River Turtles, as it is Winkelbleck who will be leading things off. Austin Winkelbleck from Pittsburgh, facing Kyle Boddy, worked out of a jam last inning. Yes, retired the first five. Then an error on Dylan Jackson and a walk, had runners at first and third. Also a balk mixed in there. His first pitch to Winkelbleck is in for strike one. Second pitch misses outside. Boddy at 31 pitches through two innings. Two strikeouts as well. Both were in the first. Winkelbeck takes low, and it's two balls, one strike. Popped up right center field. Taylor is over to make the catch, and there's one away. Pitching to contact has been the story for Kyle Boddy through the first two and a third innings. Nothing really hit too hard from this Pulaski lineup. Now back to the top of the lineup, second time through. It's Jordan Austin, who is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Start the game, playing center field for Pulaski tonight. Lefty versus lefty. Here's the pitch from Boddy. Misses inside. Beautiful ballpark as that's taken in for strike one here. Pulaski up on the hills. A great turnout, too, for some Thursday night baseball. 1-1, here's the pitch from Boddy. He gets some to chase in the dirt. 3-4 swing there from Austin. And it's 1-2. Austin batting .333 on the year with a .797 OPS. Swing and a miss. So Austin is down on strikes for the second time, and there's two away. So two away as Noah Toole will step in. Here is the pitch from Boddy. Into shallow right field. Knight on the run. Makes the catch. Quick inning in the third for Kyle Boddy as we are blazing through. Through the fourth inning we go. 2-0. Greenville leads. back here in Pulaski. Max Knight leading things off. To my left is our data coordinator, Austin Webb. Austin said that Max Knight is going to, he's guaranteeing that Max Knight hits a home run right here. That's what he just told me, so. Is an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch to Knight. Fouls it away, and now it's 0-2. And the balls were flying in batting practice. Here is the 0-2 on the ground to first. It's through a base hit. So I'll give you like a fourth credit for that, Austin, as Knight is on with a single. Lead off things in the fourth inning. Flyboys ahead 2-0 as it's Dylan Jackson to the plate who walked his first time and scored on the triple by Paul Taylor. Jackson was 2-for-2 with a double and a single when he tried to turn that single into a double in that Bristol game and was thrown out. He's had a hot bat of late in the last two games. Four RBIs on the year, 217 average. Knight at first base, who pitched yesterday, started the game for the Flyboys, went two good innings. Jackson into pretty routine center field. Couple steps in is Austin to make the catch. And there's one away. Jordan Austin, the center fielder from Lee Summit, Missouri. Indiana State. Paul Taylor at the dish after his RBI triple in his first at-bat. That is his ninth RBI of the year with a 167 batting average. And that is his fifth hit of the year, one of them being a triple and one of them being a double. Taylor up the middle, takes a nice hop for the shortstop, 6-4-3 double play, and a quick inning for Consul, and the side is retired after the top of the fourth, still 2-0 Greenville. Bottom of the fourth inning, and leading things off will be Joe Kindenberg from Arkansas Tech. 255 average, one home run on the year, and he is 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the first inning. As Kyle Boddy's still on the mound, is working pretty efficiently. 38 pitches, 22 strikes, 3 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, and no hits allowed. First pitch on the ground to second. Slow roller to first is Ortiz. Jackson makes a K catch on a wide throw, and there's one away. Alex Altman is also 0 for 1 from University of Minnesota. Buffalo, Minnesota originally. He takes strike one. Second pitch, a wave and a miss. Kyle Boddy has had a lot of this Pulaski lineup off balance in his first two times through the order. They're putting the ball in play, but it's been soft contact after soft contact. First pitch. One ball, two strikes to Altman. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Francisco steps on the grass, fires a bullet to Jackson, and there's two away. So two away for Jonathan Holt. Holt fouls this one away. Boddy's working efficiently in the fourth inning as well, just like he did in the first and the third. The second inning, he had runners at the corners but got out of the jam. That was due to an error and a walk. Inside, it's one ball, one strike to Jonathan Holt from Notre Dame. He's 0 for 1 with a .286 batting average. Boddy's ERA is now down to 2.08. One more good inning will push him down even further. It's the 2-1 misses outside. Three balls, one strike to Jonathan Holt, the infielder. Right-hander, number 29. As he hits this one well, deep left field. Back is Pert at the wall, and it is gone. And way gone. The solo shot for Jonathan Holt will put Pulaski in the box score with their first hit and first run of the game. And that is the first home run given up by the Greenville Flyboys pitching staff all year long. 12 games, the Flyboys pitching staff had not allowed a single home run. And the first one comes here, Pulaski, to the bat of Jonathan Holtz, who hit that ball 380 feet. First of the year. Pitch now to Kevin Jones. Misses low, ball one. Second pitch misses low as well from Boddy. Boddy comes set. Still on the mound, now steps back, kicks and fires. Finds the zone with the off speed at 78 miles per hour. Jones from UNC Wilmington is 0 for 1 of the day. Two balls and a strike. The pitch is fouled away, and it's even at 2 apiece. Kevin Jones from Rollsville, North Carolina. Righty, 5'11", 180, 20 years of age. Two-two. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Good recovery there from Boddy, but a solo shot gives Pulaski their first run and first hit of the game. 2-1 after four. Brady Francisco leading things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Flyboys ahead 2-1. Pitching staff gave up, and Kyle Boddy gave up their first home run of the year after 12 games of home runless pitching. First pitch misses high to Brady Francisco, the catcher. 0-for-1, has an RBI ground out as he scored Paul Taylor after his RBI triple. Francisco, Grand Canyon University, played with manager Jack Wilson when he was coaching there a couple years ago. Ground ball to first and 3 unassisted to start the inning. Francisco's 0-for-2. Now Ryder Kirtley steps in. He is 0-for-1. Average is now down to .038. Very talented, though. His future at Virginia Tech. Still, Consul on the mound. 45 pitches, 31 strikes through 4 1/3 innings. Kirtley was showing bunt, pulled it back. Ball 1. To the backstop, and Kirtley's ahead 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Ryder Kirtley. Here's the pitch. Kirtley takes strike 1, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Ryder Kirtley in the 9-hole tonight. And the Flyboys lineup takes outside 3-1. And the problem with Kirtley not having that average or on-base percentage is he has elite speed. And we don't get to see it. And he's not reaching base on a daily basis. .031. Kirtley hard ground ball to second, but it's right to the second baseman Tool. And there's 2 down. Tough break there from Kirtley, who put a good piece on that ball. 2 away. Now to the top of the lineup, it is Brody Johnston, who's 0-for-2. One ball, no strikes to Brody Johnston. And a big swing and a miss. So now it's 1-1 to Johnston, the Vanderbilt commit. And another wave and a miss from Johnston, who is really the only thing he's been struggling with all year is seeing that changeup and curveball. Hasn't had a hit all season against the changeup and has had struggles getting the ball in the air. Well, another off-speed pitches. 1-2, Johnston skies that one over my head and out of play. Got off to that racing start with a 3-run home run in the first game of the year in his first at-bat out of high school against Elizabethton. Johnston swings and misses to retire the side. Another quick inning from Consul. The River Turtles have cut the lead in half. It's 2-1 after the fourth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 is our score. It was the first hit of the game in the fourth inning, and it was a home run from Jonathan Holt. First pitch of the inning from Kyle Boddy is a ground ball to second, picked up by Ortiz on a first, one away. So besides that one mistake pitch, it's been pretty easy on the mound for Kyle Boddy. He's been cruising. Five strikeouts, 54 pitches, 32 strikes, four and a third inning. And only one earned run on that one hit he allowed. Here's Connor Cook. Takes up and away, ball one. Cook with a .091 average from Brown University in the dirt, 2-0. Just over an hour into the game. Bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1 Flyboys lead. Trying to gain some more ground here early in the season in the Western Division. On the ground to third. Arias to first. Two down. So to the bottom of the lineup, it is Austin Winkelbleck. And he is 0 for 1 on the day. Jonathan Holt's home run, 95 miles per hour off the bat, 380 feet. First home run given up by the Flyboys all year. They've hit three this year, two coming off of the bat of Micah Jordan and one from Brody Johnston. Winkelbleck takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah. 2-0 pitch from Boddy is just going to miss inside. No angle to see if anyone's up in the Flyboys bullpen. It's tucked away behind the left field corner. Whereas for the Turtles, it's down the right field line. The 3-0 in the strike zone from Boddy. 3-1 now. Boddy only has one walk today on five strikeouts. An impressive stuff from the Oklahoma State pitcher. And there's ball four low to Winkelbleck. So second walk now of the day for Boddy. And now it's the top of the lineup for the River Turtles. It is Jordan Austin, who is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And he's struck out twice on six pitches. 2 3-pitch at-bats for Austin. Indiana State batting .326 on the year. Playing center field for the River Turtles. Runner first, Boddy, curveball, and it's fouled away. Big long swing from the lefty, Jordan Austin, from Lee Summit, Missouri. Redshirt freshman. He's showing bunts. He bunts it off of himself. A foul ball. And he's a little shaken up. And he'll be visited by manager Bill Kinneberg and trainer Rebecca Thompson. Trying to drag a bunt with two away. Mm-hmm. And he's still shaking up as he's finally made it back to his feet. Not often you see someone shaking up off of a bunt off of himself. Must have got him in a bad spot. Tough to see exactly what part of his body it hit. And he's hobbling back into the batter's box. No balls, two strikes. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, and he's only seen 8 pitches, and all of them have been strikes. Oh, 2 to Austin, a pitch. Swing and a miss, and he struck out again on 3 pitches. He's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, and the side is retired. So after the bottom of the 5th inning, Flyboys still ahead 2-1. Avery Ortiz is at the plate. Takes strike one. And that one runs inside. Misses Ortiz. Ball and a strike. Ortiz takes strike two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Ortiz is down on strikes for out number one. And he's 1 for 3. Now it's BJ Pert who's 1 for 2. Pert takes the first pitch outside, ball one. One for two with a single is B.J. Pert in the left center field in his first at-bat in inning number one. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. swing and a miss to B.J. Pert. And it's two balls and a strike. Pert towards right field, scooped up by the first baseman, flips it to his pitcher in time for out number two. So now two away, with Consul still on the mound for the River Turtles. In a 2-1 game at the top of the sixth inning. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Flyboys. One run, one hit, no errors for Belaski. Fans, the Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Pizza Inn. Craving pizza? Look no further than Pizza Inn in Greenville, America's hometown pizza place since 1958. As it's Nick Arias at the plate. A two-way, showing bunt, gets it down. It's a great bunt to third. Going to be a tough play. Off-bounce throw is wide, and a nice catch at first saves extra bases, and Arias is on with a bunt single. It'll be a, after discussion with the scorekeepers, it'll be an infield single on the bunt for Nick Arias. Max Knight steps to the plate. Here is the pitch. Perfect spot for Max Knight to leave the yard. 3-0-1 to right field. The only lefty in the Flyboys lineup. Here's the pitch. Big swing, fouled away. Off to first. Arias is back safely. Here's the pitch outside of Max Knight, and it's 2-1. Knight, another big swing, fouls it away. It's 2-2. He's gotten two good pitches to put over the right field wall. Let's see if he's got it here. 2-2 count, runner at first with two away. Here's the pitch. Up and away, runner's going. The throw to second is in time, and Arias is out. That was a close play. Arias does not agree whatsoever with the call, but the side is retired. So after the top of the sixth inning, Greenville still leads 2-1. Noah Toole will lead things off for the River Turtles, trailing by one in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is still Kyle Boddy on the mound for the Flyboys. 65 pitches, 37 strikes, 5 innings strong. 6 strikeouts, 1 earned run on his lone hit allowed, which was a solo home run. Back in the fourth inning, first pitch, outside corner, missed for ball one. Lone home run came from Jonathan Holt. Outside 2-0. And in the dirt, 3 balls, no strikes to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Right down out of the plate. 3 balls, 1 strike. Feels like a couple times in this game, Boddy has started off behind in the count and has worked himself back into it. Not going to blow it by anyone, but he has been pitching well tonight. That one splits the gap into right center field off the bat of Toole. It's going to go all the way to the wall, and he will be safe at second with a leadoff double. Second hit of the game, second extra base hit of the game for Pulaski. And a tying run in scoring position to start off the bottom of the sixth inning for Joe Kinneberg. Arias holding the runner at second base. Boddy takes a look, now fires home. Lined foul and out of play. A one. Inside corner, 0-2 to Kinneberg. O-2 on its way. Misses outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes to the 3-hitter in the lineup for the River Turtles. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. Now the third time through the order, rare occurrence that manager Jack Wilson has allowed his starter to dig into the third time through an opponent's lineup. Way outside, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two coming. Popped up. Shallow right field. Knight on his way in foul grounds. Makes the catch. The runner tags. Knight's throw to third is just late. It was a heck of an effort for Max Knight in right field. He's got an incredible arm. Someone that pitched yesterday. 2 innings of work because he's still stretching it out in right field. And has an outfield assist already in the air is Andy Collins with a slow jog to the mound. We'll talk things over with Boddy with a tying run at third. Thank you. So with one away, runner to third, 0-1 count to Altman. Lefty versus lefty, big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. It's a big spot here in the ballgame, folks. Bottom of the sixth inning. 2-1 game. Tying run is at third base. If Boddy can get out of this with the lead, that would be incredible. 0-2 pitch, one away, outside. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Here's the pitch from Boddy out of the windup in the dirt, and he just worked it full. Altman, the cleanup hitter. And it's Holt on deck, who had the solo home run in his last at-bat. So it doesn't get much easier with two bases open with one away. Here's the 3-2. Got him looking. A pitch came back into the zone and froze Altman. And he is down on strikes, and that is a big out number two for Kyle Boddy. And that is going to do it. A great outing, though, from Kyle Boddy. 81 pitches, 45 of them strikes. 5 2/3 innings pitch, 7 strikeouts on the day, and 1 earned run on 2 hits. So we'll take a break and tell you who's pitching next with 2 away and a runner on 3rd in the bottom of the 6th inning. Flyboys up 2-1. two outs. Big spot is Tyler Jackson from College of the Canyons is on to pitch in relief. The tying run 90 feet away at third. At the plate is Jonathan Holt as he takes strike one. Holt had the first hit of the game, and it was a solo shot to left field in the fourth inning. His first hit and first RBI of the year. Now has a chance to tie it. Here's the 0-1. Yes, he did. 0-2 on the check swing. Tyler Jackson has looked good out of the pen so far this year. .180 ERA so far this season, his third appearance. Here is the 0-2. On the ground to second, Ortiz scoops it up onto Jackson at first. And a great job from Jackson and Body to escape the jam. And still the Flyboys lead 2-1 after the sixth. We'll be right back. Max Knight will lead things off for the Flyboys in inning number 7. Eli Shaw is now on the mound for the River Turtles from Indianapolis, Indiana, and University of Indiana. Max Knight pitched yesterday. And DH for the rest of the game after his two innings of work. He is some sort of talent. 1-for-2, .304 average on the year from Oklahoma State. Lefty versus righty. Knight, the lefty at the plate. Righty Eli Shaw pitches first in the zone for strike one. Knight takes outside, a ball and a strike. Shaw comes set and fires to the plate inside. Two balls and a strike to Max Knight. Two one on its way. Knight lines this one to right field. It's a base hit. And he's on first with nobody out. .102 off the bat of Max Knight. just had a higher launch angle. That ball's hitting that white van over the big, tall green wall in right field. Misses high to Dylan Jackson, who is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. Knight at first, nobody out, and Flyboys looking to get some insurance, only leading by one in the seventh inning after two runs in the second, and that one is crushed deep left field and way out of here. Dylan Jackson unloads on that baseball, a two-run shot, and it's 4-1 Flyboys. So on cue, Dylan Jackson delivers with some insurance for the now bullpen of the Greenville Flyboys. And that ball was absolutely crushed. First home run of the year, 101 off the bat and 405 on the distance from Dylan Jackson. Here's Paul Taylor now, who tripled earlier in that second inning. That ball was high and long gone over the left field wall, over the Flyboys bullpen, past that wall, and there's the clubhouse for the away team. Two balls, no strikes to Paul Taylor. Dylan Jackson is swinging a hot bat after going 2-for-2 yesterday, is 1-for-2 with a solo shot, or rather two-run shot, two RBIs on the day. And now Taylor hits this one to left field. He just missed it. Left fielder Altman's there, and there's one away. And now it's Brady Francisco at the plate. Like I mentioned, and every start Francisco has, all five of them, the Flyboys have lost. It's looking good so far. 4-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Manager Jack Wilson told me before the game, wanted to go get Francisco one. No balls, one strike to the catcher, Francisco. The pitch from Shaw outside. Ball and strike. Two runs in, one away. Here's the 1-1 pitch up high, and it's 2-1. Francisco batting 100 on the year. Outside on the 2-1, now 3-1 to Francisco, who has an RBI. He scored Taylor after his triple on a ground out to the second baseman and grounded out to first in his last at-bat. Three-one pitch. Francisco turns on this one. Pretty well struck to left field. It is gone. Brady Francisco off the scoreboard. A solo shot. Second home run of the inning for the Flyboys, and it's 5-1. Francisco has struggled at the plate this year. Has been coming to life as of late. A solo shot, his second RBI of the game. It's 5-1, little shorter than Dylan Jackson's earlier in the inning. 396 feet, 98 off the bat for Brady Francisco. So that's the second home run given up by Eli Shaw to the bullpen. So the Flyboys coming into this series had 3 home runs on the year and have 2 more in this inning. And now Ryder Kirtley steps up. 0.037 batting average. Here's a guy that could use one over the fence. His first pitch misses up high. Kirtley fouls it away. One ball and a strike to Ryder Kirtley, still one away. 2 home runs from Dylan Jackson and Brady Francisco in this inning have put the Flyboys ahead 5-1. He thought about a bunt, pulled it back, called strike 2. It's the first multi-home run game from the Flyboys this year and first multi-home run inning of the season. Kirtley swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and there's 2 away. So to the top of the lineup, Brody Johnston, the DH, is 0-3. It has been the 6-7 batters, 6-7-8 now with Francisco that have been driving the bus tonight for the Flyboys. Dylan Jackson, 2 RBIs, Paul Taylor with an RBI, and Brady Francisco with 2. Johnston takes strike 1. Johnston pops it up. Looks like it's going to stay in play. Calling for it is the catcher. It goes off his glove and a big sigh from the Pulaski fans. It'll be an error on the catcher. And Johnston is at first reaching base for the first time today. He reached base on an error yesterday. Now same fortune today. So Avery Ortiz steps in. He doubled his last time and was stranded at second. Has Johnston at first. Shaw takes a look. Kickstand fires outside ball 1. There goes Johnston. Got a good jump. Pitch was high. Throw to second. Not in time. Johnston swipes second. Has a stolen base. That is stolen base number. Still waiting to see. Stolen base number 7 for Brody Johnston. There it is. 2 balls, no strikes. Hit in the air.
Okay. What? It's not over.
Confused on what's happening. The ball was put in play to left field. It's going to be a balk to put the runner at third base. The announcers here at the stadium are ready for stretch time, but the inning is going to continue on the balk. So Ortiz is still at the plate. I was confused why he wasn't running it out, but he knew it was a balk, even though no one else did. And takes strike down the middle, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Still in the 7th inning. Ortiz turns on this one. Deep left field and gone for the 3rd home run of the inning for the Flyboys. Avery Ortiz with his first of the year, and it's 7-1. third of the inning for the Flyboys, who led going into this inning 2-1, and now it's 7-1 on three home runs to left field. And this inning might have been over if the balk wasn't called. It was Johnson at second. Ortiz swung at the pitch and popped it up to left field, but a balk was called. The pitch was erased. Johnson got to third, and then Ortiz capitalized on the second chance with a two-run shot. Third home run of the inning for the Flyboys, who have doubled their home run total this season in one inning. Now it's B.J. Pert. Pert pops it up and out of play. So 7-1 is our score here, with two away in the top of the seventh inning. Five runs have come across on three home runs. 0-2 misses outside. The 1-2 misses up high. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pert is down on strikes, but not before the Flyboys strike with five on three home runs, thanks to Dylan Jackson, Brady Francisco, and Avery Ortiz, all with their first of the year. 7-1 stretch time in Pulaski. Back here in the bottom of the seventh inning, it's 7-1. The Flyboys on top after three home runs in the seventh inning from the Greenville Flyboys, thanks to Dylan Jackson, Brady Francisco, and Avery Ortiz. Inside to Kevin Jones. It is two balls, no strikes to start the inning. It's still Tyler Jackson on the mound. Called strike one. Fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 pitch coming from Tyler Jackson. Kicks and delivers. Fouled away on the fastball. Two-two pitch coming from Tyler Jackson outside. Three balls, two strikes. Said at the beginning of the top of the seventh, the Flyboys could use some insurance runs, and they got that and some more. Going into that inning, the Flyboys had three home runs the entire year and doubled that with five runs in the seventh inning and three home runs. On the ground to short, fielded cleanly by Kirtley. Momentum to first, throw in time, and there's one away. Pulaski has two hits, and it was two extra base hits. One of them was a solo home run off Kyle Boddy. And the second was a double as well off Kyle Boddy by Tool. So two extra base hits, one run on only two hits. Seth Buchanan takes strike one. Flyboys offense came to play today. Two runs in the second, five in the seventh. 7-1 our score. 0-1. Bat is broken. Popped up. Dylan Jackson at first base makes the catch, and there's two away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Back in action tomorrow. Same time, same place against Pulaski as the Flyboys will try to hopefully sweep this series and win their first series since the first of the year against Elizabethton that they swept. It has been more difficult to win when it's four games set against Tri-State and then a couple twos. The rubber match against Danville was rained out in the second series of the year. Strike one to Connor Cook. A one. Just misses on the outside corner. One ball and a strike. Cook's 0 for 2. 1-1. Finds it. A ball and two strikes with two away. Tyler Jackson looks comfortable on the mound tonight. 14 pitches, 10 strikes through an inning. Got that big second out in the bottom of the sixth inning with a runner at third and two away, placing Kyle Boddy. Popped up, and that's out of play, heading towards us, just short of the booth. Almost caught by a kid who brought the glove. Got to make the catch if you bring the glove to the ballpark. Ball and two strikes. Here is the pitch from Tyler Jackson to Connor Cook. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Bottom of the seventh inning, 7-1 Flyboys. Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play. Two-two coming from Tyler Jackson. Here's the pitch. Misses high, and it's full. 3-2. Three-two pitch. Got him. Blows it by Cook to retire the side. After the seventh inning, the Flyboys ahead of the River Turtles. 7-1. Fans, June is National Men's Health Month. Men, if you are 40 or older, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fanforthecure.org. Top of the eighth inning, Flyboys ahead 7-1 against the River Turtles. A five-run seventh inning on three home runs. A two-run shot by Avery Ortiz, a two-run shot by Dylan Jackson, and a solo shot by Brady Francisco. Open the floodgates, and it's 7-1. Nick Arias leads things off, and the count is even at one apiece to the Flyboys third baseman. New pitcher is Jack Garvey from Fort Myers, Florida. Committed to Missouri after playing at the College of Central Florida, not the University of Central Florida, but the College of Central Florida. Fouled away by Arias. One ball, two strikes. Arias is 1-for-3 with a single, and he was caught stealing. One, two. Way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Arias opposite field. That is down and is going to split the gap and hop up off the wall. Arias is flying to second. He checks on his third base coach, Jared Miller, who says hold right there, and it's a double for Arias. He is 2-for-4. And a leadoff double for the Flyboys for Max Knight. 92 miles per hour off the bat of Nick Arias, who has been a doubles machine the last week or so for the Flyboys. Here's Max Knight. Pitch misses low. Fourth double of the year for Nick Arias. He's batting .353 on the year, which is up there in the top of the Appalachian League. Here's the pitch to Max Knight, outside. Two and oh, pitch from Jack Garvey with Arias at second and Knight at the plate. Swing and a miss. He was going for it all. 102 mile per hour single off the bat of Max Knight to right field in his last at-bat. Needs 301 to get over that tall right field wall. Outside, three balls and a strike to Max Knight. Three-one tonight. Hard ground ball to short. Picked up onto first, and there's one away. Max Knight is retired. So now it's Dylan Jackson, who is 1-for-2, and in his last at-bat an inning ago, had a two-run home run to begin the home run derby in the seventh inning for the Flyboys. His average has gone up almost a whole point in the last two games. Infield's in. First pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. One oh. Outside. Two balls. No strikes. Infield shaded in. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Jackson right down the middle for strike one. 2-1 pitch. Jackson rips it foul off the face of the Flyboys dugout. 91 miles per hour off the bat. Yeah. 2-2 pitch. On the ground and through for a base hit, and Dylan Jackson has his third RBI in two innings, and it's 8-1 Flyboys. They are pouring it on in the last two with six total runs. And now it's Paul Taylor. Paul Taylor tripled home the first run of the game and then scored the second. Pops it foul. Been just 1-9, some production all around. Johnston scored a run. Ortiz hit a two-run home run. Pert has a single. Arias has two hits. Knight has two hits. Jackson has two hits, including a home run. Check swing right back to the mound. The only play is at first, and there's two away. Taylor is 1-4, but he has an RBI, and Francisco has two RBIs. The only hitless man, or rather, the only man that hasn't reached base today is Ryder Kirtley, and here he comes, or he's on deck, sorry. Francisco will be at the plate first. He is 1-3 with a two-run home run. And his last at-bat. Second and third RBI of the year, or all three RBIs. I've been in the last two games for Brady Francisco. Takes strike one. Francisco, deep center field. Back is the center fielder. It's over his head and off the wall. Francisco will stop at second. The run will score, and Brady Francisco is having a day. His third RBI here in game one of this series, and now it's 9-1 Greenville leads. Ball is flying here in Pulaski off the bats of the Flyboys. Ryder Kirtley takes high. The 1-0 to Kirtley outside, but pulled back into the strike zone, and it's 1-1. One ball, two strikes to Ryder Kirtley. And it's up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Taken low, and it's a full count to Ryder Kirtley. Full count pitch coming. Kirtley swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and the side is retired. The Flyboys get two more. It's 9-1 heading to the bottom of the eighth inning.
Come on, come on.
New pitcher for the Flyboys and making his debut from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And Oklahoma State University is Aaron Weber, standing at 6'5", 215 pounds, 21 years of age, in the transfer portal now. Here's the pitch. Just misses low and inside to Austin Winkelbleck. Who is 0 for 1 with a walk and takes low. Two balls, one strike. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Flyboys leading 9-1 over Pulaski. They've scored 7 in the last 2 innings. Inside, and it's 3 balls, 1 strike. Foul tip caught by Francisco. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Full count pitch on the ground and into left field. A base hit. Third hit and first single of the game for Pulaski. Andy Collins is going to head to the mound with manager Jack Wilson and trainer Chris Lenker to check on Aaron Weber. Oh, and he's looking at his arm. Man, they're going to change pitchers. That is not a good sign after his first appearance at Oklahoma State with the Flyboys. Looks a little banged up, so we'll take a break and come back with a new pitcher on the mound for the Flyboys. So Ethan Davis is on the mound now for the Flyboys with nobody out, runner on first base. First pitch from Davis, misses outside. No balls and a strike. Second one misses as well. Davis, 6'2", from Brownstown, Indiana, Frontier Community College. Now committed to Eastern Michigan. In the air, left field, hooking. Pert is on the run. It drops in front of him and will roll to the wall. Runner from first is going to be waved home. The throw will be to the plate, not in time. And it is a run scored for Pulaski. It's 9-2. Noah Toole now steps up to the plate for Pulaski. The runner at second and nobody away with a double from Austin. You know, Austin was glad to see a different arm than Kyle Boddy. And his Boddy struck him out 3 times on 9 pitches. Toole is 1-for-3. 2-0 is the count to Toole. Five runs in the seventh for the Flyboys on 3 home runs, and then 2 more in the eighth. Outside, 3-0. Pitch from Ethan Davis catches the inside corner. Man, it's 3-1. Davis fires to the plate, fouled away, and it's a full count, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch from Davis, fouled away, and we do it again. We will be back in Greenville to play Bluefield on the 22nd and 23rd. 22nd is Top Gun Night. Some special jerseys for the Flyboys. It'll be a fun night at the ballpark. Make sure to join us then. Pitch. Called strike 3 for out number 1. So Toole is down on strikes. For the first time tonight, he is 1-for-4. Yeah, now it's Joel Kinneberg, who is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Pulaski. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Greenville. First pitch, misses ball 1. He Ethan Davis, the righty on the mound. Runner at second base, 1-0 count with one away in the inning. Pitch, swing, and a miss as Kinneberg swung over it, and it's even at 1-1. Davis comes set, kicks and fires, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Still the bottom of the eighth inning here in Pulaski. Just over 2 hours and 20 minutes into this game. One, two, up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two just misses outside, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes to Joe Kinneberg from Arkansas Tech. 245 average on the year. Does have one big fly. Pitch, outside ball 4. So it's a walk for Kinneberg, first and third with one away. And that'll bring up Alex Altman, who is 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch in there, strike 1. One from Davis is lined into center field. That will split the gap and left center roll all the way to the wall. One run will score. Here comes the second run, and heading to third is Altman with a diving head first triple. Empties the bases, and it's 9-4. So it's a now 3-run inning for Pulaski here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Ethan Davis got to bunker down and get us to the top of the ninth without any further damage. Popped up over my head foul as it's Jonathan Holt at the plate, who is 1 for 3 with a solo home run on the day. First of the year and first RBI of the year as well for Jonathan Holt. That's the second triple of the year for Alex Altman, 101 miles per hour off the bat. Inside, 1 ball, 1 strike. One, inside, 2 balls and a strike. Fouled away, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Wind's picked up since the sunset, blowing towards left field. Runner at third. Three runs already in. 9-4 Flyboy lead, and it's up high. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jonathan Holt at the plate. Ethan Davis on the mound. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. So Holt walks. First and third, one away, as it's Kevin Jones at the plate. And the River Turtles are inching back in this game. Flyboys led 9-1 heading into this inning, and now it's 9-4 with danger on the corners with one away, 1-0. In the air, left field, hooking. It's going to stay in play. Who wants it? Nobody gets it. And it's a foul ball. No one was really close to that baseball. They, both the third baseman, Arias, and shortstop Ryder Kirtley, very much overran that baseball, and Pert had no chance as that was way too far a run for him. One ball, one strike, one out, three runs in, 9-4 game. Runners at the corners. Kevin Jones at the plate, 1-1 count. Here's Ethan Davis's pitch. On the ground, foul. One, two on its way into the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two. Outside, and the count is full. Three-two pitch. Runner goes from first. It's popped in the air and out of play. It's been a long inning for the Flyboys. Still lead 9-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three balls, two strikes. Pitches now in this inning, and only 14 of them strikes from Ethan Davis. Runner goes again, pitches inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. And manager Jack Wilson is going to head to the mounds and call on a new arm. So the Pulaski River Turtles are climbing back in this game. The bases are loaded, one away in a 9-4 ball game at the bottom of the eighth. Brady Frederick will try to escape this jam for the Greenville Flyboys. Base is loaded, one away, and the reigning Appalachian pitcher of the week. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Frederick struck out 8 of the first 9 batters he faced this season. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Seth Buchanan is at the plate. With the bases juiced and 3 runs already in this inning with 1 away. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. The submarine righty. And you can never tell which way his pitch is going to tail off. Come set. Dips down, fires outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Three and one, nowhere to put him. Pitch to Buchanan. In there, and it's a full count, 3-2. Base is loaded. Count is full. Flyboys lead by 5. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fouled away. And that was right on the black. And a nice piece of hitting from Buchanan to foul it away. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here is the pitch. Misses outside, ball 4. And now the tying run comes to the plate for the River Turtles. So now it's 9-5. Pitch on the ground to third. Short hop steps on third. Arias to first. Double play, and the inning is over. Just what the doctor ordered for the Flyboys. They roll it up, and the Turtles strand the bases loaded. But they score 4. It's 9-5 heading to the ninth inning. Flyboys are sponsored by Unbound Digital. Contact them today for a free consultation at unbounddigital.net or call 423-467-7777. Brody Johnson will lead things off in the ninth inning. against a new arm for the River Turtles. It's Jack Greco in the ninth inning. 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. Four runs, in the eighth inning for Pulaski, but a big-time double play by Nick Arias. Held the lead at four with the bases loaded. Frederick came in and did his job after a walk to make it 9-5, got the ground ball he wanted. Two balls and a strike to Brody Johnston outside. Three balls, one strike. Three-one. Johnston takes a big hack and pops it foul. Three-two outside, and Brody Johnston leads off the top of the ninth inning with a walk. This game was rolling by until the top of the seventh inning when the Flyboys got five on three home runs and then scored two in the top of the eighth, and Pulaski with four in the bottom of the eighth. Has us at 9-5, 12 hits for the Flyboys, five for Pulaski, and one error apiece. So Johnston at first base after the leadoff walk. Now it's Avery Ortiz who had a two-run home run. Takes a called strike one. Pitch, Ortiz bloops this to shallow right. That is down, a base hit. Johnston to second, Ortiz at first with nobody out. That is the third hit of the game for Avery Ortiz. Now it's B.J. Pert who's 1-for-4. Pert shows bunt, gets it down, and this is a beauty. He is going to be out at first, thrown by Greco, but second and third, he gets the job done, and that is a beautiful bunt from B.J. Pert. He is 1-for-5. Second and third now with one away for Nick Arias, who is 2-for-4, a double in his last at-bat, as this is now the fifth time through the order for the Flyboys here in the top of the ninth inning. Infield's in. Arias with six RBIs on the year and a .353 batting average. So after the mound visit, they're going to put Arias on first. The bases will be loaded for Max Knight, who is 2-for-4 on the day. I told you earlier, our data coordinator, Austin, guaranteed a home run today for Max Knight, and this would be a good spot for right here with the bases juiced and one away. First pitch taken low. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Nice. Big swing, and it's fouled away.
I was looking at that pitch like he's going to bomb it, and he didn't.
One ball, one strike. And he is aiming for that 301 green monster in right field. Pitch to the lefty. Takes it inside. Two balls and a strike. Outside corner, a ball and two strikes to Max Knight with the bases loaded. 2-2 count, rather, to Max Knight with the bases loaded and one away. Two two to Max Knight with the infield in, and the bases loaded. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Knight is down on strikes. And our data coordinator Austin's guarantee of the day will not come to fruition here in game one. I might give him an extension for tomorrow in the final series. We'll see. Two away, bases loaded for Dylan Jackson, who already has a home run today. Takes strike one. Oh, and two now to Dylan Jackson. Just outside. One ball, two strikes to Dylan Jackson. Three RBI night for Dylan Jackson, the catcher by trade, and then the catcher, Brady Francisco, three RBIs himself. Jackson pops it foul. Home runs for Dylan Jackson, Brady Francisco, and Avery Ortiz, doubling the home run total for the Flyboys this season in one inning. 1-2, here's the pitch. Popped up in the infield. It's going to stay in play. And it's dropped. Greco ran all the way from the mound, called everyone off, and was not able to make the catch. And Dylan Jackson has a second chance at the plate. One and two, two away. Bases loaded for Dylan Jackson, who was just given a second life at the plate. And he fouls it away. As Jackson broke his bat, and we'll head to get a new one. One ball, two strikes, two away, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Way outside, and a great stop behind the plate by Cook. Saves a run, 2-2 with two away. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Jackson down on strikes. The Flyboys strand the bases loaded. Still lead by four. Bottom of the ninth inning. The Flyboys will try to close it out up next. Brady Frederick is still on the mound for the Flyboys to try to close this thing out in the ninth inning. 9-5, the Flyboys lead. Austin Winkle-Bleck will lead things off for the River Turtles. 9-1-2 due up for Pulaski. First pitch from Frederick is outside. Two runs from Greenville in the top of the second inning was the scoring for the most part of the entire game. Pulaski got one in the fourth, and then it was five in the seventh on three home runs. 1-0 from Frederick. Misses outside 2-0. And it's been busy in the last two innings. Two more for the Flyboys in the eighth and four for Pulaski in the eighth. They had the bases loaded, one out to try to add more. And Frederick came in and got out of the jam. And now it's 3-0. And then Greenville had the bases loaded in the ninth. And we're not able to bring a run home. And that puts us at 9-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Flyboys trying to go to 8-5 and win game one of this two-game set. Here's the 3-0. Finds the zone, and it's 3-1 to the nine hitter. Winkle-Bleck, who is 1-for-2. Outside corner, 3-2. From 3-0 to 3-2, here is the pitch from Brady Frederick. Got him swinging and is one away. Another batter, another punch out for Brady Frederick. That's his first of the game. Now former Appalachian Pitcher of the Week. The Flyboys have had the first two Appalachian Pitchers of the Week in Brady Frederick and Bryson Thacker. And that's into left field. A base hit for Jordan Austin, who has two hits tonight. And after striking out three times to Kyle Boddy, he has had a single in his two at-bats against the Flyboy bullpen. And now it's Noah Tuhl with runner at first and one away. First pitch inside, and it's ball one. One-oh is on the ground at first. Step on the bag. Jackson to second. The tag, and the ball game is over. Two double plays help out Brady Frederick in the last two innings, and the Flyboys win game one against the River Turtles 9-5. An offensive onslaught helping the Flyboys tonight with three home runs, doubling their total of the entire season. So 9-5 is our final score. The Flyboys win game one of this series. We'll be back here the same time tomorrow and the same station with you. Tonight, I've been Max Gershon. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.